Okay, and we're coming back in for the second hour of the Barden Report. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas. And PJ Barden is my name. And we're battling through these subjects, usually dealing with SSRIs, GMOs, fracking, and water wars on Agenda 21. But this is all Agenda 21 stuff we're doing today. Largely the vicious, unprecedented, never before seen attack on Trump by not just the Democrats, but left-wing organization, feminists, who have been whipped up into a frenzy based on false information and this double-edged, triple-edged sword of fake news. And the providers of fake news are the ones accusing the alternative media of being fake news, when the alternative media, RBN, GCN, and Mike Adams, etc., are all the providers of the truth, battling to get proving what is the case, and what is actually fact or fiction. I just have a list here, just by name. As regards the alternative media, to some people maybe newly listening to this, on what we're referring to, Republic Broadcasting has been around for 25 years with John Stadtmuller. Just refining and defining what is the truth, and describing the attack on the American Constitution and on every level of life. And there's also other people who have YouTube presences on this, and they're pretty good. Dick Morris, Gary Franchi, Mark Dice, Mike Adams has a YouTube presence, obviously massively as well, Michael Schneider, and Dr. Bill Deagle, who is an incredible scientist and medical doctor, has some like 200 protocols on RBN here, and he has unique, stunning protocols that are 21st century medicine, really. And then there's Michael Rivero, who does a fast moving, really almost exhausting run through what is going on in the news, and he's very, very sharp and deep. Indeed, and then there's Paul Craig Roberts. But anyway, we have a caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Good morning, Mr. Barden. Hi.
Hi, hi. How do you?
Love your show. Love your show.
I see.
Love your.
I'm glad I have a listener out there. Yeah. Sorry. Carry on. Yeah.
Yeah. Both of us are listening this morning. I'm sure. I would love to. I'm sure you have a way of gauging those stats. But anyway, I'd like to begin with a quick correction from I called you a couple months ago. I'm often busy Saturday mornings. I keep missing you because I was like, I'll get all busy doing stuff. And darn it, I forgot to put on PJ Barden. But anyway, one time I spoke with you, and I made a heinous error, which I feel compelled to correct. We had been talking about Mitt Romney and back during the... the election and stuff. And I had alluded to the idea that he was like an asset stripper and that these corporations, and I alluded to the movie Pretty Woman, in which Richard Gere is the actor who plays this asset stripping corporate bastard who takes viable companies and destroys them. And yeah. I had mistakenly said George Clooney instead of Richard Gere, which is an understandable mistake, I suppose.
Well, it doesn't matter. No, I have two mistakes.
I know, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Go ahead. We're out of sync. I'll shut up and let you say something.
No, sorry. I had two brief mistakes to connect from last week's program. Was a repeat 2 weeks in a row. I had to repeat the previous week because I was too hoarse last week. But I just it's correct. NATO is 28 members, and I think I did on NATO. And I was giving an example briefly of what $1 trillion is, and I mistakenly said every year instead of every day. $1 trillion, if you were born in the year of our Lord, 01, and lived to 2016 and spent $1 million every day, you still have only spent $835 billion. You wouldn't have had $1 trillion. And the debt in the world now is $155 trillion. There's 2.5 times more debt than there is money, amongst the many, many statistics I read out of the horror stories. But regards this subject today, have anything to add to this about this shocking fake news thing?
Yes, actually, the whole fake news thing. In my educational background, I had studied some philosophy along the way, and people consider philosophy largely to be a basket weaving degree type enterprise.
Yeah, I do.
And,
yeah.
And, it, and most people do, but they don't understand. Actually, big wigs and academics and hookers, actually people at the top, actually do study and apply some philosophy. And what the philosophy is divided into different disciplines, and ethics, is, of course, is one of them. And one of the huge problems we have, one of the things that you're talking about, Agenda 21 today, you're talking about fake news, and one of the things is the underlying philosophical premise, this notion that the ends justify the means, which is considered part of what's called consequentialist ethics, which the utilitarian ethics, situational ethics, this idea that everything's relativistic and nothing matters. And we've got a new term. We've got all these new terms creeping into the vernacular are a result of this premise that the ends justify the means, fake news. We now have post-truth era.
And that's a new one. Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, these people, Jim, this is actually a worldview belief, a foundational worldview belief of all of these people, that truth doesn't matter, that the ends justify the means. I mean, and this is, this affects everything from fake news right up to activist judges who, don't see it as their duty to rule on the constitutionality of things, but to be activist judges and do what they damn well please because the ends justify the means.
Correct. And is this all against a background of common core education where children are being dumbed down, and children, friends of mine in Canada, say children coming home from school saying there's no such thing as truth. Well, that's a philosophical argument, but to get that into the heads of young people, meaning that's to destabilize them and think that they can't prove anything is right at all. They must take instruction. That's really what they're doing.
Right, exactly. And then on top of that, there is no emphasis on excellence. We're getting away from objective testing and objective rating, and then everybody gets a trophy for participating. And, when everybody's special, nobody's special. And when everybody's a hero, nobody's a hero. And we don't want to have, this notion that we can't hurt anyone's feelings because, it's just absolutely absurd.
Yeah, the safe spaces thing. That guy I referred to, Mark Dice, he does these interviews along the seafront he's at 2,500 of them on now, but they're very good. They're satirical, but they're very revealing of what people don't know. He was getting people to sign petitions about bizarre things, like one of the things he said, if Lee Harvey Oswald hadn't shot Jesus, or what year was that? And they started to think out loud, people, what year was it? And it's shocking. I don't think it's particular to San Diego, but people are massively misinformed.
Oh yeah. He was asking them, who the capital city of our country was named after.
Yeah.
And it's like people stand there, our capital city. Well, that's Washington D.C. And who was it named after? They couldn't tell you.
No, it's pretty bad on all levels. But it is. But it's okay. That's this kind of thing has been around for a while. But this viciousness of this campaign, and the security services are involved at this time. This is serious. This really is. This is going to provoke serious matters. It really is on every level.
Right, exactly. And all this stuff you're talking about with Agenda 21. How do you get through all of this Agenda 20? All these Agenda 21 programs without the deception? You have to, this is the only way all this can be pushed through in a short order, in a matter of decades, is through continual deception.
I have an article later on here, that I hope I can find in my pile of stuff here, which gives the redefining words, political correctness, redefining things as well. That's a vicious campaign as well. And Canada is the epitome. I lived in Canada for a while. But this Justin Trudeau, he's the most advanced New Age freak on the planet. Good-looking, well-educated, but a New Age freak. That's what he is. And I don't know what he agreed with Trump over trade the other day, but Canada is now developing into a police state. You can't criticize Muslims or you'd be arrested. Right?
Right.
It's that bad.
Exactly. And it's like this idea that even if you don't address somebody's ideology or their ethnicity or anything, even if you just try to speak to their actions, what they did, you will meet with resistance,
Sure.
It's just into this, or if you reverse the circumstances, if a different group were to try to allege or do what this group did, they would be, utterly crucified. But if, but when the protected status groups, I mean, the inanity of it all, one of the best examples I've seen recently was these bare-breasted women yelling Allahu Akbar. You know, listen, if you're an American white woman who's bearing her breast in protest of her freedom and you're yelling Allahu Akbar to support a group that would have you killed for what you're doing, you're an
idiot.
That's
right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's more of it. But anyway, that's good. Okay, thank you for that. And I just have some calls lined up. But okay, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you sometime soon. Thank you. But it's becoming an open-air lunatic asylum. But we have another caller, Mike in Maryland. Okay, Mike.
Yeah, I'm the second listener today.
Okay, good.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure you have a big audience because you got a great show. And I'm trying to, because you put a lot of good information, I'm trying to be open-minded about Trump, but I do a rip-saw on some of the things he does, like having Mike Pence as his vice president. Some of his appointments, I just think, you know, what's going on here? But I wanted to get your take on his executive order on allowing the XL pipeline and allowing the pipe to go underneath the Dakota, Indian reservation. What's your take on that?
No, I think that's quite ignorant, and I'm amazed the likes of that Steve Bannon and those who are supposed to have a direct line to people. Like they have a direct line to Alex Jones and people like that. They talk to him regularly, but that is outrageous. And then he has all these small groups in the White House. He had the miners, he had the sheriffs. It's about time he had the Native American people there, because the United States, as you know, has broken every treaty with the American Native American people forever. They've broken every treaty. But this has to be dealt with. And I've been following that pretty much. And the coverage of that is mostly on Russia Today, RT. Which is a broadstream news organization, which is very, very good. But I'm quite annoyed about some of the people he's appointed, Pence and Pompeo, and Rens, what do you call it, Priebus. I just don't know about that. He has made some mistakes, but I think he's still within the capacity of learning and listening. But anybody who takes on that job, they have the steepest learning curve in their lives in the first 6 months, and he certainly will have. But I'm purposely going through this today. I was going to lay off it, but it's getting so vicious, this campaign, and so real, and it's so it's never been joined together. The opposition in the United States, the Democrats, all left wing groups, all bonded together. All these being backed by George Soros, who should be picked up and arrested, and being backed by the security services. This is serious. It really is. On every level.
And not just that, but it's the Republican establishment, too, that's against him. I mean, he's got to be doing something right if he has so many people arrayed against him.
But that's true.
I just have to scratch my head over, like, I agree with you, some of his appointment choices. And then the XL pipeline, from what I understand, that gas won't even be used in this country. It's going to be exported to China. And And from what I understand, these pipelines eventually leak anyway, especially if you have the tar sands oil coming from Canada, that abrasive quality of it. Yeah. Eventually, it's going to leak out and cause pollution and taint the groundwater. I mean, what good does it do to export oil and make a profit for a few people if you ruin the groundwater? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, he's mouthing off about fracking being such a gift. Fracking is an outrageous attack on the environment. You can do a tracking with microwaves, or we're doing it with chemicals is an outrage. It destroys the groundwater. But that's one of the many, many fights going on, and there's different programs and different networks covering that. But it's never ending. But there you are. Okie dokie.
Well, I wouldn't like Trump, but he makes it difficult at times. But hey, keep up the great work. You got a great show. Thanks.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay. Yeah, thank you indeed. But and I'll just come back. I intended doing writing a note to myself on the repeat program last week, which was 2 weeks running because it was repeat. I said there was 45 members of NATO. There's 28. And I was giving the analogy of what $1 trillion is. $1 million a day spent from 01 year, the time of our Lord, till 2016, would only be $835 billion. That's just, I inadvertently said every year. It should have been every day. But they just finish up on this CDC thing. The CDC, they are, oh dear, oh dear. It's like the Food and Drugs Administration. They're in parallel. Like you get people from Monsanto moving from Monsanto into the Food and Drugs Administration and vice versa, or from GlaxoSmithKline. It is a total criminal syndicate, the whole lot of them, what they're doing. And they're saying here, the media has consistently derided JFK for claiming that the CDC holds patents on over 20 vaccines. It's not their job to hold patents. And to everybody's shock, Blaxall found, I don't know who Blaxall found, that 57 patents granted to the CDC. They're 57, actually. Since one of the patents did not seem to be directly applicable to a vaccine, the official number was then reduced to 56. Okay. And pneumonia disease, gastroenteritis, SARS, and ingested diseases, a vaccine to be used for Zika, among many others. So they're just naming the ones in very complicated medical language that the CDC is involved in. But another arm of the pharmaceutical industry. But it just give that horror stories a small rest for a minute and just go over what's going on in the European Union here, as I'm in the UK. But there is an outstanding documentary to watch on YouTube, and you can click it on immediately, and it's BBC, believe it or not, telling the truth for once, almost, well, 75% of it is truth, about the European Union, which may fall and collapse, and the euro may collapse as well. And it's Katia Adler, and the title of the YouTube video is After Brexit, the Battle for Europe. After Brexit, the Battle for Europe. It's an hour-long documentary. It's pretty good. She spends too much time in Italy because she spent a lot of her life in Italy, but this one speaks every language in Europe. I think she speaks seven languages. But in it, you'll see Marine Le Pen and what happened in Italy, what happened in Brexit briefly. But they're saying that the European Union may not be around in 10 years. And it is a major, what I call the fourth leg of the chair of world government. And there's major ructions going on this year. There's a Dutch election now in 4 weeks' time, the 15th of March, where this guy Geert Wilders may win the election with his party. But then it's the French election on the 23rd of April. But that's a complicated election with Le Pen and eight candidates. But there's a 51% rule in France. You have to hit 51% on the first or second round to win the election. But usually in a four-cornered fight, you could win the election with 27% of the vote. And I've been involved in many, many election campaigns over the years in several countries. But it's not first past the post in France. It's quite difficult for Le Pen to win, because what happens in the second round is, even if she's ahead and she's in the second round with one of the other candidates, the left, socialist lefty, and France is extremely socialist, go out and vote for the least right-wing party. They regard her as extreme right-wing, which she's not. She's quite socialist. She's right-wing on immigration. But they then switch their vote around. But John Statmer said to me the other night that she'd win. I hope she wins. It'll be the end of the European Union if Le Pen wins in France. It really will. And I will be delirious. But there's ructions coming on. And then the German election in September, and about 10 other elections in Eastern Europe. But one of the things it shows in this documentary, After Brexit, the Battle for Europe, is how the Hungarians have ignored the European Union, put steel fences on their border and their army on the border, and nobody gets in. And the mayor of a town, in one outrageous statement by this Katia Adler, who makes the documentary, and she's a very senior BBC editor, she's Europe editor, she describes this mayor of this Hungarian city town who put up the fences originally as extreme right wing because he believes in sovereignty, Christianity, and protecting his family. She describes him as an extreme right wing politician. That's the kind of crap that gets out of the BBC, including another creature who does the Hard Talk series, Stephen Sacker. But he interviewed Le Pen this week, and she beat the crap out of him, even though she was talking through interpreter. But there you are. We're up to the first break of the second hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again, but we were talking there to a few callers and about these horror stories. We're talking about the attack on us, fake news. If it's not fake news, lies. It's vaccines, pollution in the air, banks destroying us, and vaccinations, and the whole nine yards of medicine. And now it's just freedom of speech, basically, what we're fighting for on a massive scale. I should have said that earlier on. It is the destruction of free speech by all of these organizations. And never before were we in this electronic grid which controls everything, and computers. It's just shocking. But we're talking about the European Union and the political carry-on, and people informed of that. What's happened, it's a very exciting year, and it's all the major countries have organizations, including Germany. Got Geert Wilders in Holland fighting the Muslim immigration problem, and Le Pen in France, and we've got Frauke Petri, that's her name, the young woman, very smart woman, speaks fluent English in Germany, Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD, that's a very, very good party that's coming up the line, and we'll see what happens, and Brexit going on as well, and the European Union are going to get really vicious with Britain, I know they are, and at least Theresa May, the Prime Minister, has had the courage to say no deal would be better than a bad deal. Britain can't just walk away and say, right, we revert to WTO standards, which would apply 10% levies to us. But by that stage, Britain will be in big trouble anyway. They won't be able to watch their back for all the trouble that's coming on. But it's at the European Union. Here's an article on this same subject. Is the global blueprint for an Orwellian cashless society, which I've been a big part of my life at the moment. The new proposal will seek to ban anonymous transactions over a certain value, but that value has not yet been specified. The proposal explores several options for ending economic privacy, but the ultimate goal on the agenda is to ban cash outright. Everybody knows they've been in France and Germany that they've been demanding that they've been banning and withdrawing the large denomination notes. They did it a shocking thing overnight in India. I know it's a peasant society, but they withdrew the 1,000 rupee and the 500 rupee note, which means the largest transaction would be about 7 quid. And it absolutely scuttles society. And what's going to happen is the country will be flooded with American dollars as a black economy, which is a really stupid move. But you were saying here, a cashless society would have major implications and severe as a massive tax grab. Well, it's a power grab as well. Statistics from the recent Gallup poll show that nearly one quarter of Americans make the majority of their purchases with cash. In Germany, it's 75%, by the way, the only European country where it's that high. The cash ban agenda is underway in Europe, where some countries have imposed cash spending limits as low as 1,000 euros. Additionally, the European Central Bank has announced that it will stop manufacturing high-value notes. This is another ramification of the war on terror being a war on society and freedom. Sure. Efforts to ban cash are being disguised as efforts to fight terrorism, which is total BS. In reality, studies show that countries with higher value currency denominations have less terror and crime than those who have only smaller denomination available. Well, criminals will get hold of guns and cash of any denomination they care to get. Another reasoning for cash ban includes stealing money from saving accounts with negative interest rates. And if they're so concerned about crime and drugs, why don't they let the major banks launder the drug money for years, which they're all caught doing, including chief drug money laundering bank HSBC? This is just, the argument is a joke. Another reasoning for the cash ban, repeat this, includes stealing money from savings accounts with negative interest rates. That is theft, as is the thing I go on about bail-in. Most people don't know what that means, bail-in legislation. The next financial collapse, your accounts overnight will be sliced and diced. 10, 15, 25, 35% will be taken by the government. And that's illegal at the moment. The globalists want all the money to be accounted for so they can tax it, track it, or flat out confiscate it. Negative interest rates have already been implemented in portions of Europe. Several individual member states of the European Union have already passed legislation pushing the move away from cash. The EU is planning additional wars on alternative payment methods, extending the cryptocurrency gold and silver. Well, cryptocurrencies are not for the average person, that's for sure. We are at the dawning of an age where all transactions will be monitored. Electronic systems are already susceptible to hacking and failure. Power outages wreak havoc on retailers. Imagine the problems that could arise under a fully electronic currency system. But globalists are still working on implementing a new world order, and the very existence of the monetary system is helping them achieve their goals. Sure. Then again, we are the fools who believe that paper and ink hold any type of real value. Well, that's a separate argument about gold-backed currency. But you need to, sovereignty in an individual country is defined by having, number one, a currency. But there you are. That's the end of that article. But we've come to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. We're coming back in again. But all these things, they're all connected up, even though I seem to be jumping around issues. And here we have a slight bit of good news, but God knows what will happen to this person. UN official claims global warming hoax is all about eliminating capitalism and suppressing the economy. Sure. And we see who Don Reitman is writing this article for. I think it's Natural News, yeah. But he's saying here, after much speculation and debate over the false sites false sights and realities of so-called climate change. The truth has never has finally made its way to light. One piece. United Nations UN official Cristina Figueres recently made a stunning statement at a Brussels news conference, admitted that global warming is a hoax. Figueres, what a name, F-I-G-U-R-E-S. The Executive Secretary of the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change. Always have a nice title, these people, massive title. Makes them sound important. Carefully worded her mission. The takeaway is that climate activists aren't actually trying to save the planet. They're trying to kill capitalism. Well, we know that Greenpeace is the most socialist, hardcore communist organization on the planet. People who genuinely are members of Greenpeace for the right moments were being pushed out. It's now a communist political party. That's what Greenpeace is. But this woman in the United Nations is blowing the whistle on this. Cristina Figueres is saying that this is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for 150 years since the Industrial Revolution. Ms. Figueres reiterates, this is probably the most difficult task we have ever given ourselves, which is to intentionally transform the economic development model for the first time in human history. Okay. And it says here, Ms. Figueres isn't alone in her admission. Former chairman of Temple University, Dick Fox, and an unnamed advisor to the university, both attended a major political dinner in Washington and invited guests from the university. The duo was able to uncover some additional damning information during the event. Fox and his colleagues were seated alongside the heads of the multiple environmental groups. Apparently, the climate activists thought Fox and company were on the same page and spoke as if everything said in the room would stay there. Fox was, after some answers regarding their true purpose of their movement, and managed to casually lead the environmentalists into admitting that their agendas focus on reducing population growth, 80%, maybe 90%, to be destroyed. They also confirmed to Fox that their focus has absolutely nothing to do with the environment. Related, sustainability, that's another filthy scam. Related, well, they're giving in other articles, climate, science news. Capitalism is the only economic system to prove effective. Although I have to put in a correction there, we don't no longer live in capitalism. We live in economic monopolies, capitalist monopolies. Like, there's a merger being mooted this very weekend in the UK, where Kraft want to take over Unilever in a $115 billion takeover, which would be an outrage. I did actually work for that outfit amongst many companies many years ago, Unilever, when it was run by Quakers, and it was a very legitimate company. But then a guy called Niall Fitzgerald built it into a voracious, fire-breathing American multinational. But, well, it's Anglo-Dutch. But Kraft are a despicable company, and they destroyed Cadbury's, the chocolate company that took over from the UK, and broke every commitment they ever gave on jobs, etc. But this is part of this merger mania that's going on. But just to say that, as this person is talking about capitalism, and they're saying here, the truth is about climate change hoax, but there is still too many falsely represented entities aimed at impending disaster. This should serve as an inspiration for more people to come forward and expose senseless movements working against the greater good. Well, the people lined up on the Al Gore side of global warming, which they now admitted they've cranked it down to climate change, because that's a more provable argument. We've had climate change going on since 6,000 years, but this is a very brave person who has spoken up in the UN. God knows what will happen to her for letting that out of the bag. But Mike Schneider again is writing a very good article about this, again an impending disaster this weekend, the Oroville Dam. The information on this is shocking. I've watched about four or five documentaries on it, and it's this dam was giving trouble 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And it's the drought, as you know, in California was man-made through the HARP system. And now that the HARP system is switched off, and this creature, Jerry Brown, who has an agreed policy to implement sustainability and wilding, does not want any dams to exist, and they have been left on, cut the budget to zero for maintaining these dams by 75% in 20 years. And the city of, I think it's Sacramento, is also now under threat. One of the estimates is that there could be a 30-foot wall of water sinking the town if this dam gives way. And just read Michael Schneider's report on it here. He says, the situation at the Orville Dam has stabilized for the moment. I wouldn't call it stabilized, but more storms are coming this weekend. Yeah, there's a massive flood going on at the moment. When those storms arrive, with authorities, will authorities be able to avoid the kind of catastrophic incident that almost happened over the weekend? As you will see below, it's being admitted that a collapse of the emergency spillway at Lake Orville would have sent 30-foot wall of water coming out of the lake and into local communities. At one point, authorities were concerned that such a collapse was imminent, and this is why they ordered the evacuation of nearly 200,000 people. But many are also concerned that more storms could ultimately cause a catastrophic failure of the infrastructure at the dam that would bring about the worst-case scenario. According to experts, if that were to occur, we would potentially see a 100-foot tsunami of water wiping out the entire both cities. A 750-foot tall, that's the height of the dam. The Oroville Dam is 44 feet taller than the Hoover Dam. In fact, it is actually the tallest dam in the United States. And it is a crucial part of the network that supplies water for Southern California and the key agricultural regions of the state. The dam was built between 1962 and 1968, and that was during an era when great infrastructure projects were happening all over America. But now many of those great infrastructure projects are showing their age and are crumbling right in front of their eyes. Well, a report today said that the ground under the dam now is completely saturated with water, and the whole dam is unstable. And they haven't given the word to evacuate, which I think is Sacramento. So how did we get to the point where entire towns were almost wiped out? The following is a pretty good summary of the events that we have witnessed so far. The problem started last Tuesday when a hole opened up in the Orville Dam primary spillway. The collapse in this main concrete-lined spillway led authorities to take unprecedented steps by the end of the week as heavy storms mounted. On Saturday, the state water agencies opened up the dam's emergency spillway for the first time. Its collapse would have sent 30-foot wall of water crashing out of the reservoir, according to the Los Angeles Times. The emergency spillway, also described as the auxiliary spillway, is more or less a hill that drains down into the Feather River. Fortunately, the emergency measures that were taken over the weekend averted a major collapse of that emergency spillway, but it was a very close call. Nearly 200,000 people were ordered to evacuate just in case, and needless to say, this created a lot of panic, and the roads were extremely clogged as local residents scrambled to get away from the potential disaster. What was usually a 20-minute drive took 2 hours, said Heather Sutton of Yuba County, etc., etc. And anyway, saying this... the worst-case scenario would be if there was a catastrophic failure of the infrastructure holding Lake Orville back from pouring into the communities below. With more storms heading for the region this weekend, authorities are trying to very hard to prevent this from happening. Danny was kind of repeating the obvious. But, again, the biggest part of this story is willful planned neglect of the dams by Jerry Brown and successive California governors. This is shocking. And, of course, the drought hid the problem for quite a while. All the dams were extremely low in water, but nothing was spent on them whatsoever. And he gives another article we'll read next week about America's crumbling infrastructure. Well, Trump has promised to spend $1 trillion over, I think, 5 years to rebuild everything. Well, the roads in Denver were pretty bad in 1996 when I was there. I don't know what they're like now in different parts of America. But the other one about these horrors that are surround us in every way. Do try to look for good news stories, but there ain't any, very few of any significance. And it said sea food lovers are eating at 11,000 plastic fragments each year. I know this thing is a big issue in Britain, the plastic being washed up on beaches and beach cleaning. It is shocking that there wasn't action taken on undegradable plastic for 25, 30 years. It's a shocking, shocking failure of government and management. We now have these, it's illegal, you can't bring supermarkets in Wales here in Britain, you have to pay for a plastic bag, and it's degradable plastic at that. So that is one problem. But they're saying here, plastic waste has been accumulated in the ocean since as far back as the 1920s, just a few years after Blakeland accidentally invented the first type of plastic called Bakelite in 1907. The use of plastic exploded in the 1950s, and scientists began documenting the problem of plastic pollution in the oceans as far back as the 1960s. Yet, for the most part, we have continued to ignore the increasingly loud alarm bells being sounded by scientists in this regard. If anything, our reliance on plastic for packaging and other uses will continue to grow with each decade. Well, massively so. And it's saying here, all that plastic has to go somewhere, and 8 million tons of it are now dumped in the ocean each year via inland streams, rivers, and other waterways that connect to it in some way. Once the plastic reaches the ocean, UV exposure and the wave action makes it break down into smaller pieces. Some animals are attracted to the way the plastic reflects light, while others consume it inadvertently along with their food. As a result, birds, turtles, marine mammals and fish have been found with bites of plastic in their guts. Well, not to mention of an article underneath this one, although I probably won't get time today to do it, but the Fukushima thing, Bill Deagle has been highlighting this massive suppression of news about Fukushima since 2011. It's getting worse and worse and worse, and the nuclear pollution has been washed into the Pacific Ocean non-stop for 5 or 6 years now, and there's massive deaths of sea life in the Pacific, and the pollution of fish and marine life in the Pacific is just shocking. Another unreported story. But just see how much plastic we're consuming. There's all sorts of statistics here on that. But just to read a bit of the Fukushima story, again, I could never call this a cheerful program, could we? The media can no longer hide the truth about Fukushima. The entire world is in danger. And this is again another article in Natural News, Mike Adams as well. Actually, we first want to thank Fox News for finally reporting on a subject that has been highly censored by the mainstream media for 5 years plus. The situation in Fukushima, Japan is completely out of control. While Fox News recently reported that radiation levels at Fukushima were now at unimaginable levels, more than 5 years after the disastrous earthquake. Well, they've had a complete meltdown of the meltdowns never stop. It's going down into the earth and under the sea to the reactors blew up completely. 5 years after the disastrous earthquake and tsunami struck, as Steve Quayle asked in an SQ note he left while linking the story to the story, why has the mainstream media been silent all this time? Anyway, he's saying here, we've long believed that reality has a way of awakening everybody, and the stories recently coming across the wire over ENE News have been mind-numbing, and that the last few weeks, to say the least. You can hear the Fox News report on Fukushima on the first video. Well, he's linking it on his article here below, but that will be on YouTube. Fukushima, Fox News on Fukushima. Mike Adams over at Natural News gives us a new update on the Fukushima radiation apocalypse that has been steadily spewing poisons into our atmosphere for almost 6 years. Well, people on the west coast of America and Canada, are right up above British Columbia, have been blasted with radiation non-stop for 5 years, and they don't know it. And most of the radiation monitors have been taken down in these cities by government decree. And anybody, reporters who touch this subject, are told to shut up right across the mainstream media. In the most recent stories from E&E News, on February 5th, they reported the heartbreaking news that a record high number of whale deaths had recently been reported surrounding the Hawaiian Islands, with the sick and starving animals allegedly a mystery to experts, so no mystery at all, reporting that rotting carcasses were scattered throughout the islands. How can so-called experts not know that Fukushima poisons flowing into our oceans for years are most likely to blame? As Adam tells us in his video, the sustainability of life throughout the Northern Hemisphere is in danger, as the entire MSM, mainstream media, up until now has been in a complete blackout mode, except for the recent reports. Do CNN, MSNBC and the rest of them think that if they don't report upon Fukushima, what's happening to the fish in our oceans is fake news? Do they think that because we can't actually see the radiation, it's not really there? The MSM's failure to report upon Fukushima may be the final straw that not only breaks the camel's back, but puts the camel out of his misery. Well, they've been told not to report on it. For the past several years, we've reported horror story after horror story of sea life dying across the Pacific Ocean and up and down the entire West Coast from Alaska to California. Also documented is a great in great detail over the past several years by E&M News with the same information. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break. I'll see you back in 2 or 3 minutes.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're coming back into the last few minutes, and I'll finish off. I'm sorry to finish with such a depressing story, but Fukushima, we're well briefed on it because, again, the only person who's done serious work in this is Bill Deagle and the scientists, Ann Morrison, and all the other people he uses. He's written a book and a thesis, not a thesis, but a remedy of how it could have been dealt with. Because he worked in the nuclear industry as a medic, and it was ignored. But they're just finishing up this article in Natural News, and it says, in a new story from Ethan Huff over the outbreak of Fukushima News, he reports that according to one liberal college professor, the world will be much better off without 90% of the population. That's Agenda 21. Professor Eric Pianca of the University of Texas claims the Earth is way overdue for a massive die-off, and with much of the left thinking murdering babies is okay, abortion, my God, as it is expressing their love through violence upon those who don't think like they do. Might Fukushima be the ultimate depopulation weapon intentionally unleashed upon the West, an endless radiological attack upon the Northern Hemisphere, one we cannot see or smell or taste? The fact that the mainstream media has seemingly gone out of its way to cover up what has been happening in Fukushima for almost 6 years now is a hint that something much more might be at play, and the fact that the liberal professors such as Eric Pianca seemingly have death wish for our society should prove to us what kind of people have gained power over the past decade, and that have led to the snowflakes, as they call them, the generation, suffering nuclear meltdowns on US college campuses, you know, with their safe spaces. This is really an exciting time. Pianca, this nutty professor, is quoted saying, and amid warnings of an apocalyptic future, calls it exciting. Death, which is death, this is what awaits us all, death. Pianca collective death wish for humanity fits right into the current eugenics plan for limitless abortion, which has become a rallying cry of the political left. Just recently, millions of women marched in Washington, D.C. to demand that they continue having access to abortion clinics where they can murder their unborn babies at a whim, because this is supposedly their right as women. Yeah, Hillary Clinton doctrine. Such as Planned Parenthood. Such evil is exactly the type of thing that Pianca seems to embrace as good in his distorted worldview. Killing off humans is a good thing in his demented mind, and this message to humans' destruction is continually being spread to impressionable young men and women attending colleges who likely never thought they would encounter this toxic message while they try to get an education. After making his initial statements in front of a diverse crowd at the Texas University, Pianca was later approached by the Federal Bureau of Investigation after being reported as a potential terrorist. So, yeah, if you tell the truth, you can be reported as a terrorist. And on the BBC, there's elements who give the analogy almost that the truth is right wing. In the final video below, Alex Jones from InfoWars talks about Fukushima and the massive mainstream media news blackout corruption that has gone on for over 5 years. Well, he makes a better statement where he says that, I'm convinced that humanity is in a suicidal cult of complete idiots whose only real achievement is figuring out increasingly obscure ways to destroy themselves. But anyway, we've run out of time this week, and we should be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.